The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new. So step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-chumba. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Candace Owens is doing what she does best, completely fabricating evidence, this time about the White House. We will show you the full scandal along with a recent interview she went on that got weird. Finally, stick around to the end of the show because Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly team up with the leftist mainstream media to defame Ben Shapiro. We will break that down. The depth of Candace Owens' hypocrisy never ceases to amaze me. She had Elizabeth Lane on her show this week. Here they are talking about how attacking people only leads to unhappiness.
To destroy your enemies. That is so corrupting to wake up every day. I can't imagine, like, to my team, this is the directive. How do we destroy the Daily Wire? Could you imagine just the cloud that just descends.
And you end up destroying yourself when you do that.
Of course, because it is destroying your spirit. Yes.
I'm speechless. Is this real life? Did we really just watch her say that and seriously not see the irony in it? It's so clear, by the way, why that's ironic that I don't even have to say. I don't have to explain it to people. I don't even need to explain the hypocrisy. Both people who hate her and even people who love her can watch that clip and realize how absolutely insane that is to say. Tucker Carlson, by the way, did the same thing just this morning. I have to include it because it's the exact same sort of deal. He tweeted out, "It feels like every other post on social media is about Israel. But this is not Israel. This is America. And the obsession over a foreign country is not healthy at all. It's sick, really. But there's a way to fix it." Seriously? Once again, I don't even know what to say. Both people who hate him or love him know exactly why that's an insane thing to say. I don't even have to spell it out. In addition to the insanity, though, we also have new evidence of how corrupt Candace is. Candace Owens has fabricated a White House email. She doctored it. Candace tweeted this out. This is how this all started. She said, "Breaking. As we reported on our show yesterday, approximately 1 hour following the White House shooting, the White House military office sent an email directing the amplification of Erica Kirk's 'I Want to Go Home' video clip. Unfortunately, the email was sent to the wrong internal groups. They then attempted to have IT revoke the email. When that failed, they ordered every person to destroy the email. I have manually retyped the relevant portion of the email that they wanted destroyed. As explained on my show yesterday, this is because of the DOD's IT department has imprinted the email with canary tactics to identify individual leaks. So the question now is, why did the military so quickly prioritize making Erica Kirk the face of the White House shooting? Is that normal emergency protocol, or was this unnaturally pre-planned?" Now, before I show you the email that Candace doctored to make this believable, here's the clip that she's talking about just for some context.
"I just want to go find
you." Just as a reminder, Candace Owens in the previous clip I showed said that attacking people is wrong. And that is a PTSD victim that we just showed, Erica Kirk, and she is the subject of this attack. That's the whole reason why Candace Owens is tweeting this. So here's the email, without further ado. Again, as we'll talk about, this is completely doctored, and she admitted it. She said she retyped this. So it says, "Addendum, Erica Kirk video clip." And this is what Candace Owens says the White House sent out. "Video clip of Erica Kirk leaving the ballroom area and stating, 'I just want to go home,' is driving the highest engagement of all incident-related content across platforms. Current digital assessment, strongest emotional response asset associated with incident, high cross-ideological circulation. elevated repost velocity among political commentary accounts, increasing use as symbolic framing device regarding media conduct and national stability narratives. Recommendation: all communications channels should amplify this clip, coordinate with our digital partners, and approve surrogates to elevate reach and ensure dominant placement in the overnight information environment. Most viral engagement presently centered around attendee reaction clip now circulating broadly across platforms. External commentary, respect aligned outside commentators to independently amplify professionalism of protective response, media conduct during evacuation, political rhetoric, escalation concerns, broader executive stability themes. Okay. Maybe it's real. Interesting. I mean, it certainly is possible the White House could have done that. It certainly would be good PR for them. The problem is we have zero evidence for it. None whatsoever. In fact, in Candace's own words, she has said that this email isn't real. She said that she has recreated this. This email you just saw that I showed on the screen is just something that her team made up. And just to make it look real, this is really the smoking gun for me. They took a picture of a computer screen instead of just a clear screenshot. Meaning they've admitted that they've just completely fabricated this email. What they could have done is screenshotted it and said, look, this is the email. But they didn't do that. Instead, they took a weird blurry picture to make it look like this was like uncovered evidence that they want hidden. It's clearly part of a narrative, a storytelling kind of response that they're trying to get out of you. They didn't want the clean screenshot. They wanted a, oh, we snuck into the White House, took this picture and got out. And for legal reasons, she of course had to technically say that they made it up. The White House press office did respond to Candace. They reached out and said this. They said, the White House military office has no knowledge of the communications alleged in this post. They did not authorize, draft, or publish the content in question. Any attribution, to them is completely false. I just can't make this clear enough. Other investigative outlets, I've said this many times on the show, but other investigative outlets like the New York Times, the Washington Post, who truly are the poster children for scandal and corruption. I mean, these are not reputable sources most of the time. Occasionally they do good work, but most of the time, completely scandalous and horrible. But even those ones would laugh any journalist out of the room if they presented Candace's evidence to them. They would not touch it with a 39.5-foot pole, to reference the Grinch song. They wouldn't even grant a meeting for that kind of info at all. And yet, and the reason why is because it is unsubstantiated, has no substance to it in any meaningful way. And yet, Candace plays it off as if it is real. Speaking of unsubstantiated, though, the guest from Candace's podcast I showed earlier has seen the wealth that Candace has accumulated with her lies and decided to copy her to Candace's face. This is how brazen it was. It was pretty great. Here she is with Candace saying that she had, you may not believe it, a dream about Charlie Kirk.
He comes to me and I don't know, you tell me if that's like Charlie. He hugs me for some reason, smiles, and he's like, you're doing just fine. I never knew him personally, but he was smiling and he hugged me and he's like, you're doing just fine. So I remember like just asking him like, who killed you? So I did. I was like, who killed you? Like, that would be easier to tell me, like, who killed you? And you know what he said? He said, the same people that killed JFK.
Wow, you had this in your dream.
In a dream. Wow. I woke up at 4 a.m. and texted my friend. She's also my producer. Texted my friend and I was like, I just had Charlie Kirk tell me this in my dream. Wow. And yeah, well, obviously it's not the same people because they are all dead. But you know what he meant. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I usually don't believe in dreams, but it was so unusual for me to dream about somebody I never met. Mm. And maybe someone can say like, it's because of, you know, your imagination, you were worried that you were not doing enough. And, you know, it could be that you're imagining, but.
For me, I have, so much of this world is built around wanting people not to have the confidence to go with their gut. And I realize that it's all about, don't trust your intuition. Don't believe your dreams. Don't think you can follow your dreams. This is actually one of the reasons why I was such a big Kanye fan, because I felt like in his music, he sort of like, gave us the code.
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. The ghost of Charlie Kirk did not go to his wife or his kids or his best friends or a spiritual leader, but rather two random podcasters who could make a lot of money. And what he said to them was that they, all the conspiracy theories that they've told people their entire lives, it's actually all true. Seems legit. That's good evidence, guys. That is some hard-hitting journalism. It is summer body time, guys. And obviously, for your summer body, you gotta cut the calories, eat a little healthier, but you also still want to eat something good. That's why I want to introduce you to Pancake Now. Pancake Now, guys. Fantastic pancake sandwiches with something delicious on the inside. This one's cookies and cream. This one is cinnamon bun. I ate them. That's why they're empty. They are so stinking good. They have clean label ingredients, literally 260 calories. They fill me up. They taste incredibly sweet, but they have no synthetic preservatives. All ingredients are allowed in Whole Foods. They're ready to eat, shelf stable. There is nothing like it on the market that stays soft like this for up to a month. They use monk fruit to keep the sugar content low, but it really doesn't taste like it. I mean, it tastes really fantastic, and it has 10 grams of protein as well. Right now, they are offering an exclusive offer to just my listeners for 15% off. Use code CAR15. Again, that is CAR15. You get 15% off at PancakeNow.com. Go to PancakeNow.com for some fantastic breakfast options for you and your kids. Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly are partnering with the leftist media to attack Ben Shapiro. This news article came out. It is entitled, Ben Shapiro's Media Empire is Collapsing. And before I show you what's in the article, I want to show you the reaction from the competitors, of Ben Shapiro, because I think it clues us in to who's paying them, what their motives are. Here is Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson gleefully cheering the fact that the leftist media is attacking Ben Shapiro.
Wire, they've had massive layoffs. Why do you think that is?
I knew a political consultant once 30 years ago. I was covering a campaign, and he said, you know, propaganda works, advertising works, but ultimately reality makes the difference. You can spend $1 billion advertising a dog food, but if the dogs won't eat it, it's just not going to sell. And I just don't think the dogs are going to eat this dog food. Who is the constituency for more wars? Hey, Americans, shut up and stop complaining. As Ben Shapiro famously explained, retirement is immoral. You should be working.
No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea.
The pure contempt that Shapiro, and not all the people who work at Daily Wire, but some of them have shown for their audience, like, is not a long-term play. It doesn't work after a while. I just will say I'm not surprised at all.
So just for a moment, I want to assume that Ben Shapiro's media empire is really collapsing. Let's just say for a moment that's true. What you have in that clip is two supposedly right-wing commentators agreeing with the mainstream media, who, by the way, both of them left and went independent. They're strawmanning what most Americans believe, by the way, in bashing traditional conservatism. That's what we saw. And in the end, they don't even make a moral argument. That's what's so fascinating. They purely make a money and viewership one. They never once say that Ben is evil. They say that he is losing money, which is what they care about. Nick Fuentes, also very gleeful about this. Here was his reaction.
It's just me and Candace. It's always should have just been about me and Candace Owens. Look at us again. Here we are reuniting on Daily Wire's grave. Yo, Candace, I gotta take a piss. Where's Ben Shapiro's grave? Candace, I gotta go to the bathroom. Quick, where's Ben Shapiro's grave? I gotta take a leak. It should have always just been about me and Candace Owens. We're like Bonnie and Clyde, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, Ebony and Ivory. You can't have one without the other.
Candace Owens, Nick Fuentes, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly. All of them are aligned with the mainstream media. They are all attacking a conservative. They are all part of the same movement. And for me, it's a very simple calculus. Are you aligned with the mainstream media? Oh, you are? You're a Democrat then. Pure and simple. You are working for Democrats. It is so clear. They're not trying to hide it at all. Obviously, Nick Fuentes has come out and said you should vote for Democrats in 2026. Would not be surprised if we hear the same rhetoric from Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly. Either way, they are partnering with Democrats to do this. So with that, let's get into what the article is actually about. There are three main points. The first point they make is that Facebook was a huge revenue driver for the Daily Wire, and then it changed their algorithm. That is actually very true. Some of what's in this article is totally fine to talk about, and no one actually is looking at the substance of it. Instead, they're just gleefully talking about their competition going away and Democrats taking over. But the Facebook point is true. Facebook was huge. A lot of people don't know this, actually. They think most of the revenue comes from sponsors or from YouTube ad. And even though that is massive, Facebook used to be huge. Even I was making some decent money with Facebook, but all of that has changed. Meta screwed up their own app. I don't know why they would do this. And I'm sure the Daily Wire took a huge hit. I have no idea how much, but I do know it used to be massive for them. Again, it is funny because that was revenue none of these other podcasters were even getting. They're talking about Ben Shapiro failing and the Daily Wire failing. They were never even getting that revenue in the first place. The Daily Wire was out competing them on Facebook, and now they're just on a level playing field with Facebook. You'll notice, by the way, New York Magazine has never made an article like that about Tucker Carlson ever. And it's because Tucker's business is tiny compared to the Daily Wire. Ben Shapiro has a media empire in their own words. Tucker Carlson does not. Second point they bring up is they lost some creators. I do not think that's a valid point. I do not think that proves that the Daily Wire is struggling. They got rid of Brett Cooper and Candace Owens. They replaced them with Isabel Brown. That is a massive improvement. Massive improvement. Maybe in terms of views, it's a little bit lower, but in terms of company culture and longevity, much better. Because everyone I've spoken with who has worked with Candace Owens, I've spoken to dozens of people who have worked with Candace Owens over the years, they all said it was hell. It's a horrible experience. So no loss to them. Finally, third thing they pointed to was their movies that didn't generate as much as they thought they would, as well as the kids' content. Again, maybe valid from a business perspective. It didn't pan out like maybe they wanted it to. But what I find so ironic about this is like the main point that I care most about that I feel like everyone is missing. It's so ironic to get these critiques because this was never even attempted by Megyn Kelly or Tucker Carlson. They've never even tried something like this. So sure, the Daily Wire didn't make a ton of money like they wanted to off of Bent Key or some of their movies, but they actually tried. They tried to take on Hollywood. They tried to give our kids good content to watch. And Tucker and Megyn never had the vision or confidence to even attempt it. And they're coming out and trying to roast Ben for that? Please. It really all comes down to an innovator versus a leech mentality. Tucker and Megyn are leeches. Ben actually innovates along with other faceless names at the Daily Wire, who I'm sure do a great job. Again, I would rather fail 1,000 times fighting the woke left than become one of them like Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson have. One of the things I am most passionate about is teaching my kids good, godly principles and finding very good entertainment for them to enjoy. And that is why I partnered with PragerU Kids. PragerU Kids just came out with a funny, fast-paced coming-of-age series that delivers powerful lessons in courage and resilience. It is called Tip Off. If your kids are into sports, they will love it. I put a link at the top of the description below where you can check it out.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see Kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.